This is the home run, and that was Led Zeppelin, Black Dog. It's 26-5. Being a Tuesday, it's time to check in with Justin Delaney from Lending For You for Home Run Finance. G'day, Justin. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Lee. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. Now, let's get straight into it. Now, an interesting new study has forecast detrimental effects if we were to have just a 1% rise in interest rates. What's this all about?
Yeah, it's a new study from the Finance Brokers Association of Australia. And the surprising thing that came out of it was that over 50% of Australians with a mortgage would be unable to meet repayments if there was just a 1% rise in interest rates.
Now, that's I'm guessing averaged out, because some mainlanders are, you know, buying new houses for $700,000 to $800,000.
So that's right. I mean, you know, it is averaged out, but yeah, and exactly that. Somebody in Sydney's got a far bigger mortgage than what we've got here. But the survey asked Aussie borrowers how prepared they were for, say, a $300 increase in repayments, and that's the equivalent of a 1% rise in interest rates on the average loan across Australia.
Wow.
So 56% of the respondents said that they would need to look at refinancing, while a huge 75% said that rate rises would put pressure on their finances. Furthermore, nearly 60% said they'd not be able to meet the repayments if those rates rose by that amount. And that sort of included, you know, 80% of single parents, 70% of baby boomers, 71% of people living in remote areas. So we know the cash rate is expected to rise for the first time in over a decade at some point, and probably towards the end of 2022. You know, we haven't even got to the end of 21 yet, or in early 2023. And that's according to the fixed rate rises that we've already seen that have been done by the major lenders. So the FBAA CEO, Peter White, come out and sort of said, look, what it tells us is that many Australians have probably borrowed more than they should, and they're sleepwalking a little bit, living in the false hope that rates will stay this low. So the survey is a bit of a wake-up call, and shows that even a small rise in rates, which is looking more likely next year with our rising inflation, could be a pretty bad news for our nation. And shockingly, 50% of people paying a mortgage or rent answered not at all when they were talking about an increase equivalent to only 1% based on the average home loan. 1% is not a large increase. It will happen. And with the Reserve Bank, you know, deciding not to intervene recently with some three-year government bonds, it's probably going to happen sooner rather than later. So Peter's message to Australians is that we need to be better prepared. The housing market soared, and we've seen that here on the coast too, Lee. I mean, we've seen property prices have increased, and because of that, that means people's loan sizes have increased. And people need to be aware that if interest rates do rise, so will their payments, and that might make things a little difficult.
So listeners this afternoon that maybe fall into that category should probably over the next 6-10 months be shoring up some financial leads.
Yeah, look, it's probably a good time now, Lee, to have a talk to your broker or your bank about what you might be able to do. And sort of look at, you know, you may be able to refinance to reduce your overall costs and interest rates, and that's one of the things that, you know, sitting around a barbecue, quite often I get asked, well, what do I do? I explain that I do finance. And, you know, if I ask somebody, what's the interest rate on your home loan? Nobody can tell me, Lee. They can tell you how much they're paying, but nobody takes any notice of what their interest rate is. So it's a big eye-opener. Understand what your interest rate is, understand what the market is, and perhaps talk to a professional about making sure that you're getting the best deal.
Right, there's also some uncertainty when it comes to the big four's rates, as they've been yo-yoing slightly.
Oh, last week, probably one of the most active in interest rates that I can remember, with rates chopping and changing, particularly across the big four banks. So we saw lenders hiking fixed rates across the board, slashing variable rates, then hiking again, then slashing again. And so since the Reserve Bank cash rate decision on Melbourne Cup Day, there have been historic fixed rate movements at all of the big four banks, with 50 basis points, or 0.5 of a percent added at Commonwealth Bank and NAB, 0.4 at ANZ, and 0.21 at Westpac. At the same time, ANZ last week took 0.43 off their variable rate, and Westpac took 0.10 off theirs. So it's enough for somebody, particularly in my my game as a broker, sit back and wonder, you know, about the last time that we've seen such uncertainty in the interest rate market. So I don't think that uncertainty is as high as when COVID hit. You know, everyone thought with the threats to jobs that lending was really going to slow down. But in fact, we've seen the opposite happen. People kept their jobs, fixed rates dropped dramatically. People have gone for it. They got pre-approvals, they realised they could borrow more. And it's close to being the highest in terms of uncertainty and in terms of people seeing rates rise quickly. And they don't know when that's going to stop, especially when we see the Commonwealth Bank raise their interest rates twice in 3 weeks and other banks following suit. So there's a bit of uncertainty around things will move. There's people out there with pre-approvals hoping to lock in a fixed rate. And they, you know, they're probably going to miss out on that because fixed rates are moving. And they can't basically lock in because they can't find a property or they haven't been able to access one. So there's uncertainty about where things are going to go and what it's going to do to the market, particularly. And I wish I had a crystal ball, Lee.
Well, you're not the only one. And that's interesting as well, because you can't, you know, give a straight answer if somebody asks you the question. You've got to jump on a computer and make a phone call first.
Look, you know, the background to the uncertainty probably is really the Reserve Bank cash rate. And while it remains historically low, I mean, we're at 0.10%. That's pretty low. Lenders are now unsure of how long that's going to continue. Because the Reserve Bank came out and said that we're not going to put up the cash rate until 2024. So everyone's gone, oh, beauty, interest rates are low, away we go. But nobody believes them anymore. They also came out and said they were going to sort of taper back their bond buying. And I think the banks have seen a bigger bank bounce back from their lockdowns, particularly Melbourne and Sydney. And they're expecting on the back of that, that the easing will happen more quickly, which in itself puts pressure on rates. So we've also seen costs of funds where banks borrow money from overseas. That's increasing. And that's why we're seeing fixed rates moving so quickly. It's interesting, a lot of the banks are decreasing their variable rates. But we're seeing massive sort of increases on their fixed rates, you know, people fixing their rate for 2, 3, 4 years. So it's a very big storm out there in the interest rate market at the moment. It's a little bit hard to know what to do. But I think all of this does, Lee, it really pushes home the point that people need to be prepared, because rates are not going to be as low as they have been.
Yeah. For those that have just joined us, no, we're not talking about politics. It is Home Run Finance, Justin Delante from Lending for You. Cheers, mate. Really appreciate your time as usual.
Not a problem, Lee.
We'll talk to you in a week, and we don't know what's going to happen because, as we said, we don't have that crystal ball.
No, we don't.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. It's 18 to 5.